And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
Now we're recording.
I know, I hit the button. I hit the button.
You're a goddamn liar.
I hit the button. Why would I continue to go on with the show thinking that it was recording when that's obviously my job?
I don't know. Why would we continue going on?
I have no idea.
What is your nefarious plan?
I don't know. Eating this pizza, actually. That's my nefarious plan.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm eating pizza.
I guess we're not doing the tiny dick intro over.
Why?
Kind of wore out its welcome. Dicks.
I get it.
So, no guest this week, and Pappy has still not returned because he has, like, work or some adult bullshit. So, just us.
Yep.
So, you could probably skip this episode, I guess, but...
No, we have stuff to talk about, I think, right?
There's sure. Things. What do you want to talk about? Oh, I know what you want to talk about.
Well, you do know what I want to talk about.
Diablo update, so...
Well, now let's... It's going to the PTR.
So the PTR, which I have no idea what a PTR is.
So PTR is short for Public Test Realm. So the Public Test Realm is essentially like they're going to make some changes to the game. They'll put the preemptive patch up on a different server type. So you can sign up to, you know, get into the PTR to be able to beta test the patches. So if, like, all the updates that they do, you can go in, play it how they intend the patch to be at that very moment.
Uh-huh.
And then you could essentially be like, this is stupid, that's bad, that's good, more of that, less of that. And they'll be like, all right, yeah, sure. So there'll be, like, a little bit of time that everything is tested before the general public gets to see it.
So you're beta testing updates.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what the PTR is. So they announced a patch for the PTR coming up, which, and the main thing that makes this update so exciting to me is because the Herodric Cube is making a return.
Now, Diablo 3 is my first real Diablo game.
Uh-huh.
I briefly dabbled in Diablo 2 when my computer couldn't run Diablo 3.
Okay.
But I have no idea what the Herodric Cube is.
All right. So, a TLDR of the Herodric Cube from Diablo 2 was, at its very, very basic purpose, was used to, like, upgrade gems. So when you go to the jeweler in Diablo 3,
uh-huh,
the Herodric Cube was pretty much meant to do everything that the jeweler does.
Okay.
Also, in some regard, some of the stuff that the blacksmith can do as far as crafting, because you could put, like, there was a lot of different recipes that you had to figure out where it was just like, oh, if I put a ring, like a legendary ring or a rare ring, and like these combinations of runes, then it will transform itself into a more powerful, stronger item.
Okay.
So most of it was just like for like combining things and then making different items that you could only do through that. But it was a lot of, like, when you first did it, it's a lot of guesswork. Because you would just put, like, random shit in there, and then it would do stuff. Like...
Yeah.
So it was just, like, it was somewhat of a puzzle. So you had to just kind of, like, figure out... It was essentially almost like a very basic crafting system in certain ways. Like in modern games, well, they'll take like the, all right, you know, you put the wood in this makes this kind of table, or, you know, blah, 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 blah. Think that, but almost on a much grander scale, and you're doing it with you're doing it with particular items. You're doing it with, you know, swords and all that kind of stuff, or gems and charms and all that stuff. Because charms were a thing that isn't in this, but it was an item that basically gave you a boost just for being in your inventory.
Oh.
So you had to essentially... You had to make sure that your inventory was spaced out enough so that you can have a couple charms, because some of the charms were really good, but then still have enough space where if like something dropped, you would want to be able to pick it up. Because back in Diablo 2, really the maximum amount of things that you'd be able to carry on you at once was maybe like 10 items, 10 or 15 items.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it was a lot less. And that was the other thing, too. You could put your Herodric cube in your inventory, and it only took up 4 spaces. But then when you opened it up, there was, like 8 or 12. So you would put stuff into the cube just to use it for inventory space. But, yeah, so it's just one of those things where it's, like, it's a throwback. And, you know, references to Diablo 2, obviously, I'm going to get stoked on, so... I'm pretty pumped about it.
So what do you think it's going to do in DeBerber 3?
Well, pull up the patch notes quick. Cause I
don't have the patch notes. God damn it.
I figured you were going to try and get them when you brought the topic up. I'm just saying.
You're supposed to know this shit. You're the Diablo savant.
Well, sure, but I don't memorize patch notes like right when they come out. Like, it takes me a couple days.
You can, like, see an unidentified item in the game, and you can tell me what the fuck the item's going to be.
Yeah.
So how don't you know the newest patch notes?
Because they're new. It takes time.
Okay, battle.net. New zone, ruins of Sesh. Word. There's a word. Let me see.
Limothy.
Yeah, you take care of this.
All right.
I'm going to go back to coughing off microphone.
Sesheron. Yeah. Ruins of Sesheron. Frozen wasteland. It will be open for exploration. Face off against new enemies and new environmentals. I like environmentals. Oh, okay. So the Lure of the Barbarian. So this will be similar to Act 4 in Diablo 2. Yeah. Kanai's cube. I'm very upset that it's not just Herodric Cube 2.0. They renamed it.
Well, yeah, to make it different, I guess.
Yeah. Oh yeah, here we go. So the ability to break down legendary items and equip their special effects as passive skills.
That's neat.
That's nuts. Oh my god, that's so good. Convert crafting materials from one type to another, which is amazing.
Does this mean that we can break down a royal ring and keep the ability to...
I don't know. This is why it gets beta tested, because they're going to put it out there and people are going to be like, yo, this is broken. Like, like this is so good. And then they're going to be like, okay, obviously that might have been an underside of ours. Let's fix it. Like, oh, that's so cool. Yeah, they're...
You should probably read this stuff as you're reading, so it's not just...
So they're doing a... This
looks cool.
They're doing a crafting system update. So they're the same crafting materials that you use at max level will be available as you level up. They crunch down the number of crafting recipes, making the process easier and more fluid, and it results now dynamically adjusting to your character's level. So you're not learning, like, you know, 50 frickin' different helmets. You're just learning how to make a rare helmet, and then it'll be dependent on your level.
Yeah.
Which that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
There's so much in this patch. So there's adventure mode updates, which this I'm really excited for. It's changes designed to improve pacing in adventure mode. while encouraging players to explore bounties across various acts. Plus, they're removing the realm of trials, finally.
Which one was that?
That's like the thing that you have to do before you do a greater rift. Yeah, they're going to get rid of them completely, which, thank fucking God.
Does that mean you could just pick what level you want?
Yeah, which is amazing. Cool. That's amazing. I'm going to be doing greater rifts all the time, which I already do. But so they're improving bounty rewards by adding new act-specific crafting materials for the Haradrim caches. So completing bonus acts in adventure mode will also grant a bonus Haradrim cache stuffed within crafting materials, gold, and additional act-specific crafting materials.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, they're going to make it worth it to like just, instead of running, oh, okay, we're doing act one and then quitting and doing act one and then quitting and doing act one. Like, it's going to be worth it to just do, all right, let's do all the bounties and all the acts.
All right,
let's do it again. Like, there's a seasonal journey now, which is, I mean, I'll probably do it. Each player's seasonal journey is different, and so are their accomplishments. Starting in season 4, you'll be able to track your individual progress through the season journey interface. This helpful feature is divided into chapters, which include major milestones that are achievable by most players, and tiers, which are designed for advanced players. Completing tiers unlock new portrait frame rewards, and the highest tier includes challenges which will take effort to achieve even for the most powerful Nephilim. So it's going to be one of those things where it's like the seasonal achievements, they're going to be ranked, like there's going to be like different levels of them, because right now there's only like 10. So it's just there's going to be miniature ones that pretty much anybody can do, and then there's going to be like super crazy high, like, you know, first 1,000 people to level 70, like, kind of thing.
So this is all shit that won't affect me playing on console.
No, it's seasonal stuff is PC only.
Yep.
New difficulty levels. So as players continue to discover more powerful gear, our current hardest difficulty, Torment 6, can begin to feel less challenging. Yes, it can. To help keep hardened battle veterans on their toes, we're adding 4 new Torment levels.
Oh, Christ.
With appropriate rewards, including Torment X. We'll be iterating on those new difficulties and rewards in the PTR progress, so look forward to hearing your feedback. So, yeah, so it's going to go up to Torment 10.
Damn.
And I will probably be able to do Torment 10 as soon as it comes out. new legendary and set items. Joe, click that fish for me if you can.
Oh, my God. You're going to have to explain what kind of fucking fish I'm... Where the hell's the...
Left click. There you go. Thank you.
I was like trying to hit the side of the mouse instead.
Oh, okay.
I'm not used to using it left-handed. So.
It makes sense. It does. It's weird. Thank you, Joe. So dedicated loot hunters, they're adding lots of shiny new legendary and set effects to the game. Aside from doing this through introducing new items, we're also revamping special effects on some existing items and granting new effects to some items which don't currently have one. As in other patches, changes to legendary items are not retroactive, so you need to find them again to use them, to use the updated form.
Uh-huh.
Combat changes, several changes to monsters are coming into the game as well. Along with reducing the amount of crowd control the game's tougher monsters will tolerate. We've adjusted the experience and the rift progress granted by killing monsters so that they better reflect the effort required to kill them. For example, monsters that take more time or effort to kill now provide more experience. And those that are especially easy to kill will provide less.
Yeah.
We've also made changes that create a better balance between the time you spend exploring and clearing Nephilim and Greater Rifts and the time that you spend facing a Rift Guardian. With those changes, more of the emphasis will be on your journey as you explore and clear the Rift. So they're probably going to make it where it's like... they're going to try and balance out the wall of, yeah, you might be able to clear a greater rift of a certain number, but then as soon as you hit the boss, like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, because he just, like, instantly one-shot you and everything, pretty much how all of my greater rifts go. But
or,
now I'm.
Or you can make it through a rift in a decent time, but then the boss just takes 40 minutes to chip its health.
Well,
down.
Right. Yeah. Like for me, the greater rifts that I'm doing on console, I think I'm up to 43 or something.
Damn.
So I'm up to about 43, and those, it's like you watch the progress of me just going through the rift, and I'm ripping through it. I get to the Rift Guardian when there's like 10 minutes left, and I fail.
Wow. What happens when the timer runs out?
It just runs out. You have to still kill the boss.
Yeah.
To close the rift.
But do you still get any kind of reward after it?
Nope. If you fail it, you fail.
That lady doesn't show up at all. Wow.
You have to kill the Rift Guardian.
Wow. Or you can hit start and quit.
Well, yeah. But then obviously you don't succeed in it.
True. So, do you want to explain what the hell I was clicking on a goddamn fish for?
Oh, okay. So, I'm playing this game called Clicker Heroes.
Clicker.
I'm eating like pizza.
The clicking version of Stifler from American Pie?
Yeah, something like that. So Clicker Heroes is a idle loot game. So basically you interact with it for a little bit. You put it on autopilot. You walk away from it. And then you come back to it. And then you interact with it. And then you walk away from it. This is one of those things where it's just kind of like, it's a super, super casual game because you'll still be making progress even when you're not actively like on it playing, which is kind of neat.
So it's like a more fantasy oriented and more involved version of Cookie Clicker.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where you're staring at your second monitor waiting for fish to appear.
Yep. There's other stuff that'll pop up too. There was a bumblebee that came across my screen the one time. You had to click on it like a million times. It was crazy.
Okay.
It was fun.
And how do you get this game?
It's free. You can get it through Steam. I found out about it because I was playing Blood Bowl on my computer, and it popped up. Someone in my news feed was playing it, and I'm like, Clicker Heroes. I'm like, that sounds like it would be the type of game that I kind of want it to be. And then I clicked on it, and then I found out it was, and I found out it was free. So I'm like, all right, let's download this. And I'm like, this is a perfect thing where it's like, if I have to actually like get stuff done, I could still sort of procrastinate and play a game at the same time. Where it's like, I feel like I'm making progress on something, like I'm being productive, but in the same time, I'm casually enjoying a video game.
Nice. You know what I have heard you should not get on Steam right now?
Why is that?
What
should I not get on Steam right now?
Batman, Arkham Knight.
Why?
Apparently the PC version is horrible.
Really?
Yeah. Like frame rate issues, just graphical, like Batman
really?
Origins had a really bad PC version because it was outsourced to Digital Eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the same thing. So yeah, a lot of PC gamers out there are kind of pissed off that the PC version of Arkham Knight is not good.
Well, especially when they're like giving it away with like when you buy a certain graphics card from Nvidia.
Yeah. I hear a console version's good. I have not had a chance to try it yet because I've been packing. But
packing fudge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you're moving.
Indeed, I am. Let's see. Some of the issues. The Batmobile sequences, which are already not very popular.
I don't know why I expected you to say the Batmobile lost its wheel. As soon as you started uttering that sentence, like halfway through, I'm like, lost its wheel. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, we're talking about the game. I understand.
But apparently, like, people are not fond of the Batmobile sequences in the game, and they force a ton of them on you. Apparently, in the PC version, they cause the frame rate to tank. The frame rate is locked to 30 unless you modify the INI file. There's constant stuttering, which makes the game incredibly difficult. And when attempting to verify the game cache, sometimes it ends up deleting the game.
Oh, wonderful. That's good job, guys. A plus to whoever was on that project.
Yeah. User reviews, there was a screen cap, 2,762 on Steam, mostly negative.
I believe it.
People are taking advantage of the Steam refunds en masse.
That I'm actually pretty happy about.
Yeah. And a message from the community manager on the official forum says, "Hi all, we are aware that some users are reporting performance issues with the PC version of Batman Arkham Knight. This is something that Rocksteady takes very seriously. We are working closely with our external PC development partner to make sure these issues get resolved as quickly as possible."
They're pissed.
Yeah. Batman has not had a very good release. Between what we talked about last week and the Batmobile getting canned.
The Batmobile losing its wheel.
Yes, pretty much. I know a lot of people overseas, the limited edition, the other collector version,
yep,
has been delayed due to packaging issues.
Oh my God.
The upside is that places like Amazon and Game, whatever, if they're being affected, they're still giving download codes for the game so that they can play it on release date.
That's kind of cool.
I'm over here like, Amazon has screwed up my order so many times lately. Go figure, I get it on time.
Yeah, right.
The one time I wish they would have fucked up.
Yeah.
But between that, people not being a fan of the Batmobile sequences, the PC version being horrible, and apparently the Harley Quinn DLC isn't that good either.
That's unfortunate.
There's no challenge maps in the game, like the traditional challenge maps from the other games.
Yeah.
They're removed.
Why?
I don't know, but a lot of people are pissed. Like, they have a different kind of challenge map, but it's nowhere near as in-depth as they used to be. But, yeah, people seem kind of negative on this one so far.
Sounds like it.
Sadly, I have not gotten to play it, despite the fact that I had two versions of the game. Because, as you could tell by the title of this episode, of me being a filthy, hypocritical liar, my stance of not buying another PS4 is officially done. Because I now have another PS4.
Meh.
I followed through and got the Batman system. Luckily for me, I already found a buyer for the PS4 version of the game, which I was not going to touch. Got $55 worth of Microsoft credit out of it. Mailed it off. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Cool.
Pardon my coughing. My throat is all gunky.
It's all good.
And I don't like any of you. So. Yeah, my PS4 is okay so far.
Tell everyone what you did with it.
I did what I have thought about doing since I considered getting a new system. Due to the fact that there's so much heat issues with the game, I have told people the only way that it could get more ventilation would be to have it floating. So I kind of did that a smidge. I put 4 soda caps underneath the system, giving it a good extra half inch of open air underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be helping quite a bit, which is confusing and sad, but at least it's working.
Yeah. I'm actually not at all surprised that that helps.
Why?
You're just getting more air. Like, you're not, it essentially, like, if you have it resting on to a surface where heat can go to it, it's going to absorb everything, and then it's just going to disperse it into the wood of whatever you have it on.
And then that heat will go right back into the system.
Exactly. Which, but, you know, when you have systems that are overheating, that could be a problem.
Which it is with the PS4.
So, yeah, I'm not surprised that helps. I figured that it would.
But so far, so good. It's been on for almost 2 complete days right now, downloading all my content very slowly, which apparently there's a lot of people bitching about how slow downloads are right now on PlayStation. So I don't know if they're having PSN issues or who knows.
When aren't they?
No shit. Trying to think what else I wanted to say about PlayStation.
You've run out of things to say about PlayStation? I'm shocked.
My mind is kind of frazzled with the whole move going on right now.
I understand.
So, yeah. Yeah. Shit's all like... something I am immediately not happy about with the PS4 is the reminder that it cannot just have an external hard drive plugged in.
Oh, yeah.
That 400 gig of space is going away pretty quick. And everyone's like, oh, you could just get another hard drive and swap it out. I'm like, yeah, then I have to open the system, take a hard drive out, put a new hard drive in, secure it, put it back in, put the system back together, go online, download the firmware to install the software, like the operating system, onto that hard drive.
Yep.
Hope it works the first time because I have had problems in the past. And then, again, just completely re-download everything instead of what I could do with Xbox and plug it in.
And not lose space.
Yeah. Because if I were to buy a 2 gig hard drive and put it in the PlayStation 4, I would just have a 2 gig hard drive. If I plug it into the Xbox, I have a 2 gig hard drive plus the 500 on the system.
Yep. So, I think you were thinking terabyte, right?
Maybe. Or it could just be 2 gig.
Do you have 2 gig hard drives laying around?
I have thumb drives.
I think the smallest thumb drive I actually even have is a 4.
I think I have a 256 meg at home.
So what? It has like bonus tracks from an album that you got? And that's it?
Possibly.
I actually, you know what? I do have one of those too, but I think that one's 4 gig as well. I got one. What was it? It was the Lamb of God put an album out where like all the track stems for the entire album were all on this thumb drive.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's around somewhere.
Yeah. I think I want to hang myself with how slow the internet is. And it seems like it's been so much slower down in Danville lately too.
Well, that hopefully will be resolved when you move here.
Yeah, hopefully, if Comcast can figure out where our fucking house is. Like, that address doesn't exist in our system. Like, the guy right below us has you.
Oh, wait, did you still want to split it, or did you want to...
Well, we were planning, I just didn't know which way we were going to do it, since your living situation was kind of in the air for a little bit.
Well,
possibly still is.
Sure. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm fine. I think I'm okay.
Maybe.
We haven't talked, so yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to...
He's pretending like that day didn't exist, so...
In some ways, I kind of am, too. Like, I'm at least trying to, you know?
Maybe it's just a bad day for people. Bad
yeah.
day. Then again, I'm still over here hoping to God that my mom comes through with the money. Because I'm personally starting to get a little bit worried.
Yeah, I would understand that.
She said it could be any time this week. Who knows? Maybe she'll last minute and we'll get it on Tuesday next week.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
Yeah, but fingers crossed that comes through, because our house is so packed right now the way it is. I was supposed to bring stuff up today, but I was way too hurt to fucking lift boxes. I am so sore from moving around so much.
Well, yeah, because you've been packing all this stuff since she's at work, right?
Yeah. Back surgery's fun, kids. Don't do it.
It's fun. Don't do it.
You can go back and listen to the episode of...
Oh, yeah.
Us when in you the went hospital.
I forgot about that. Jeez. That was ridiculous.
We had Bogue there. We had sweatpants there.
That was so fucking ridiculous. I forgot we did that.
Yeah.
We've
done some fucked up episodes.
Yeah, we have.
The fact that we did an episode in a hospital while I'm like getting blood work done and shit. I remember
so
nothing about that episode either.
That's
I'm sure
so
I could
good.
Fire it up and listen. I'll be like, oh my God, I was so messed up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, so far, no gripe, no like legitimate performance gripes with the PS4. I really haven't played anything on it because I got to fucking download everything first.
Yeah.
I was really, really hoping I could fully update Final Fantasy 14 since I got Heaven Sword in, but I need to be a subscriber to actually have it try to load the game and get any updates.
Well, that's a bitch.
Yeah. It updated the launcher okay. I just need to update the game. Hopefully next week. Well, God, maybe not even next week because I'll still be in the process of trying to move. Maybe in 2 weeks I'll give some impressions on the PS4.
Yeah, right. Well, you know.
Who knows?
We'll see if it doesn't catch fire by then.
It's been on for 40 hours with no real heat issues so far.
Well, that's good. That's good.
So I am feeling okay about this one. Hell, even the guy when I bought the system, good old Bill at GameStop, awesome guy, Bill Russum, he just leaned over and talked to the PS4. He's like, listen, PS4, you got to be good. Like, he's been through a lot. You just don't break for him. Please just don't break. Like, he's a good guy. He deserves this.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
It's so good, though.
I walked into the store. I'm like, I'm here to do the dumbest fucking thing I'm going to do all year. I want to buy the PS4. Because I had it pre-ordered. Most of it paid off.
Yeah.
Because of trades.
I got a trades, actually. I totally had. I got to trades so I could put my pre-order down for the Rock Band stuff. I need it.
Weren't you going to try getting that at Best Buy?
Oh, because it's fucking... Oh,
50
it's
bucks
cheaper.
Off.
Yeah, but they don't take trades on systems, do they?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What system are you unloading?
I have a 3DS XL.
I don't know what they give.
I have to remove the pin from it.
Yeah.
Some druggie probably sold it to the store, so.
Probably. Some kid out there is like, I want my 3DS.
Basically.
Mom's like, the crack dealer I slept with last night took it.
Yep, pretty much.
Shit is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
What does that spell?
It's bananas.
Is it? That's crazy.
No, that's bananas.
Oh, my God.
So,
I'm so unprepared this
week. Yeah, you're really... Yeah, I could tell, man.
Dude, it's fucking...
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It's the week after E3.
Yeah, so it's not like too much went down.
Yeah, it's not gonna be like, oh, by the way, here's a new IP from so-and-so.
Yeah.
Like,
Fairly new IP has a new expansion coming out this fall that has a lot of people fucking pissed off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we do have
Destiny.
So what's up with Destiny? Give me the skinny on Destiny.
They have a new expansion coming out this fall, The Taken King.
Gross. Continue.
It's going to cost $40.
For the expansion?
For the expansion. Which has like a new area. A new strike, just like it doesn't seem to have much. Like, we don't know yet because we don't know much yet, but it looks to be about a quarter of the full game for 2/3 of the full game price.
Oh,
but
my
that's
God.
Not what has people pissed, because we already know that the game was $60 and those first two expansions were pretty much in the game.
Yeah.
So it was a $100 game to begin with, since each DLC was $20, which, of course, pissed people off. But they dealt with it because they're big Destiny fans, and Xbox owners dealt with getting screwed because even though they lost a third of the game to PlayStation exclusivity, which we're apparently getting in September, we just dealt with it and bent over and just took it. Now... The big fans that have spent the most money, Bungie is trying to ring them for even more. The expansion's $40. They're selling a new version physical for $60, which includes the expansion, the full game, and the first two DLCs. So kind of like a game of the year version.
Okay.
And then they're selling a collector's edition for $80, which will have the expansion, the full Destiny game, the two DLCs, some physical crap, and exclusive like emotes and shaders and everything else only available in that package. So the biggest fans who have spent the most money and spent the most time to get those exclusive things need to completely rebuy the game and the first two DLCs.
Yeah, it sucks.
Not helping is the fact that the one guy at Bungie did an interview where he talked about this, and even the interviewer was like, you know, I just want to buy these new shaders and these new emotes and the new content. I don't want to have to rebuy stuff I already paid for, stuff I already paid $100 for to get this new content that's locked to this special edition.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, well, we believe that there's enough value in what we're offering. And he apparently jokingly said something like, if I showed you these new emotes right now, you would just start throwing money at the screen.
Oh my God, which, what a dickhead.
In terms of an interview, like talking, you might be able to sense the tone. But in text, you can't really tell how he's making it sound.
Even still, that's still ballsy.
Just the fact that they're forcing people to have to buy the collector's edition to get these new bonuses, and there's not any other option for people who already own all the content.
Yeah.
That's dickish.
Yeah. I mean, but let's be honest. You don't have to keep it.
True.
You know?
But
because there's going to be plenty of people that are just like, all right, I don't give a shit about the shaders. I just want the other stuff. Just give me the other stuff.
Well, I'm sure like all of that is going to be in one code or something, like the collector edition download pack.
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, they're retarded.
Yeah.
Like, like because, but you know what I mean?
Because
like,
I'm sure people aren't going to want to put in like 10 different download codes for different items.
Yeah, but if they just split it off where it's just because the tier right below it is going to have all that stuff. So just make one code for all that stuff and then one code for all the exclusive shaders.
Who knows?
So then you keep the one for the exclusive shaders and then, oh, hey, I already have a copy of the game. Do you want to buy this off me for like $50?
Who knows?
You know
what
I mean?
It
all depends on how they put it together.
There's a lot of Destiny fans like officially swearing off the game now. They're like, I've sunk so much time and money into this. I have paid for content that should have been in the game to begin with, and I've bought it at a premium over what DLC would cost on any other game.
Right.
And now they're just trying to milk us for even more. Even still, $40 for an expansion.
Yeah, that's
is insane.
Well, but let's be fair. Technically, the Diablo expansion is what? 40?
What, Reaper of Souls?
I think, yeah.
To buy 60. It as DLC, I believe, was 20.
No.
I believe so.
No.
I might be wrong.
It had to be more than that.
I could have sworn it was just 20 on, like, Xbox, but I don't... I'm sure the price went down anyway, so we can't really... Does anybody remember how much
Reaper of Souls was at the beginning?
I still think it was 20. Maybe it was 30.
No, I think it might have been 60.
I don't think it was that much.
I think the full game was 60.
Like the full re-released game with the Reaper of Souls, that was 60.
I'm talking PC because that was the original release.
Nah.
So on PC,
I don't know. I bought it for 25.
On PC, I believe the expansion when it came out was $60.
Collector edition.
Or 40. I want that.
Collector edition.
I want it.
Art book.
I want it.
Soundtrack.
I have the soundtrack, but I don't have the other stuff.
Blu-ray.
I want it.
Mouse pad.
Yo, you got the mouse pad?
Yeah.
I want the mouse pad.
I have both collector's editions for Diablo 3. How fucked up is that?
Because I'm fucking broke.
I'm not even a PC gamer and I have them both.
Yes, but I'm a Diablo fan and I don't even have a collector's edition of Diablo. Like, it's because I'm fucking broke. And I wanted to try and wait until they started going down, but then everybody fucking bought them.
I think the next closest GameStop that has the collector edition for 25 is like 50 miles away.
I'm not driving there. I'll tell them to ship it to this one.
Well, ask them. Maybe they will. Another little bit of Destiny annoyance is that there is going to be an exclusive new quest, exclusive through the end of the year, by buying a can of Red Bull.
You're joking, right? Oh my God, that's hysterical. Oh, and you get bonus experience. What a fucking retard. Who came up with that garbage? What the fuck?
Today, publisher Activision announced plans for a brand new exclusive quest in Destiny, a video game in which players travel space learning the true definition of corporate greed.
Is that what it says?
Well, that's what the news story says. That's okay. Not what an official press release would say.
Shit, that would be the coolest fucking thing ever.
Access to the quest will be available on specially marked cans of Red Bull and leverages themes of speed, tenacity, and strategy inspired by the energy drink.
Wow.
Each Red Bull can will also include bonus experience to help players prepare for the epic quest. You can take advantage of the bonus experience through the summer, with the in-game quest kicking off following the launch of The Taken King in September. Yeah.
So that's a thing.
The article says, not content to just screw over Xbox players, Activision and Bungie have teamed up to also deny things to anyone who doesn't want a heart attack by age 50.
It's so true, though.
Yeah.
That's why I drank so many of those in college, and I don't know how I fucking survived, man. I know some people that seriously, like, they drink energy drinks like water.
Pappy's a big energy drinker.
I can't do it, man.
Like, he's always grabbing monsters, and I guess that's better than smoking. I don't know.
I don't know at this point. I feel like depending on the kind of cigarettes that you bought, I don't know.
Might be the same. Who knows? We need energy drink cigarettes. Caffeine-laced tobacco. Or what if caffeine-laced weed?
No, hold on. So what you want to do is you want to smoke a cigarette at the same time as using a vape, and the vape flavor is Red Bull.
I'm still kind of interested in caffeine-laced weed. Be like, man, I am so hyper right now.
All right. I can explain to you how caffeine will affect you when you smoke, mainly because of maybe or not.
I don't know if I actually care about this subject. I just think it'd be a funny thing.
Kenny drinks a lot of Mountain Dew.
Okay. Who's Kenny?
I'm not gonna go any further. I don't want to incriminate anyone.
Okay, so Kenny from South Park drinks a lot of Mountain Dew.
He drinks a lot of Mountain Dew. And obviously he smokes a lot.
Okay.
So he I hate to just like kind of call him out on this, but it's just like it's not like he's really ever gonna hear this.
No, he won't. Nobody is going to hear this.
Right. So
Except Zach.
So he, he's always really energetic, but his, what he gets energetic about, is just a lot more, simple or, stupid.
Now I need examples. Is it like, oh my God, there's fucking grass outside?
No. I mean,
motherfucking sun's out. Whoop whoop.
No, like he'll be really, really excited about like maybe showing me a YouTube video. Like he'll be like, he's like, oh, I came up with like, or I was on the internet and I was just looking at stuff and I found this and I really want you to watch it. I'm like, hurry up, like
a hang glider.
And it's just, and it's, you know, it's like, it's just something, you know, it's one of those random internet videos. Like, we all know what they are.
Have you seen the hang glider?
I did.
Which is blowing up this week.
Yeah. For some reason. So
best part of that video is the look on the guy's face when he notices the cat. He just looks like, whoa, shit.
Yeah, basically. So yeah, that's what caffeine and weed will do to you.
Gets you excited over dumb shit.
Basically.
Cool.
But you can still be coherent. Like, you can still function just fine.
Yeah.
So.
I have no idea what we were talking about. Red Bull and Destiny.
Red Bull and Destiny.
That's right.
Yep.
Red Bull and Destiny. Another fun little PlayStation story this week. It's all about PlayStation. The highly anticipated launch title, PlanetSide 2, is out now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's kind of exciting.
Early reports are people are not enjoying it.
That's not exciting.
But yeah, it was supposed to be a launch game and it came out.
What, 2 years later?
Yeah. You want to know what else? Accidentally released briefly this week. Drive Club on PlayStation Plus.
Wait, what?
It popped up for a couple hours. And then they
took pulled
it down because their servers are not prepared. So that's a good year late.
Yay, Sony.
So yeah, two long-awaited titles showed up.
And then immediately went away.
Well, one of them immediately went away.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I didn't get to the Triplanet side yet because I'm still downloading shit. And I'm sure that one will take a while.
Terrible. Oh my God.
Oh man.
So what about
coming up Milhouse for Sony?
Yeah, right. I'm surprised that you didn't mention anything about that that Forza system yet.
I guess Drive Club will lead into Forza. This fall, September 15th, I think. There is going to be a new Xbox One console released that looks goddamn amazing.
Yeah,
it's sexy. Forza themed. It is a nice light blue color, 1 terabyte hard drive.
Yep.
$399 comes with the bigger hard drive. It comes with Forza 6 on release.
And the different controller.
Yeah, the new themed controller. It even goes an extra mile and has rubberized grips to make it feel like a steering wheel.
Which is awesome. But it also, it's the one where it receives the wireless updates. You could plug in the headphone thing right directly
the
into
updated
it.
Updated bumpers. Uh-huh. I think that's going to be the new standard controller.
It will be, yeah.
I think they're going to phase out all the other ones and this will just be the standard.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, the console looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks good.
Of course, immediately after I posted about it on Facebook, Ashley's just no.
No. What one do you have?
Launch day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't get rid
of
that.
Day one, motherfucker. Well, the console's no different. The day one controller is the big thing.
Why is the console's no different?
No different.
Nope. Oh.
The big thing's the controller.
Well, that's no fun.
Well, you got the achievement to have on the console. But that's just an achievement that could be pulled up anywhere.
Huh.
But, yeah, maybe I'll either see what I could get if I trade in the console for the other one. Since I can copy all my shit to an external hard drive and not fucking have to worry about re-downloading everything.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's
convenient.
Or maybe Ashley would be interested in having one in the bedroom and one in the living room.
Which is kind of badass.
Yeah. Although
like very badass, actually.
I'm slightly worried about that because I have heard people have had issues having two Xbox Ones on the same network. And if we're sharing internet, we would have two on the same network.
Oh.
And a third might, I don't know.
Well, what are the problems?
I don't know. It just has a hard time recognizing both. I don't know.
Well, that's not
I think two might work okay.
It might not.
I don't know. Well, we'll find out in a week.
Yeah, I guess so. Only way to find out is to do it.
Yeah, after we change your fucking router password.
Well, the other thing is, too, you might need to just get, like, a repeater upstairs.
Why?
Just because of signal.
Where is your router?
Right there.
Oh, shit.
So
how old's your router?
I just got it with the service. I'm renting it because I didn't have money to just go out and buy one.
Is it a modem router in one or?
Yep. Yep.
I was going to say we could use my router, but.
It's also my modem.
Bananas.
Well, you technically could, too. You could just hook it up to the back of the modem.
True.
And then it goes from there. You just run the uplink.
True.
Networking with the SML podcast.
Networking. We're retarded.
Yeah. There's just not a... You know what? I think the main thing is slow week.
Yeah.
It's just a slow week. Sometimes you get slow weeks.
And no one to talk with.
Well, we have each other, Joe. Isn't that enough?
Do we?
We do have emails.
Do we really? Well, we have
an
email.
We can do that because we'll go on tangents on that anyway.
True. I'm trying to take one last look, see if there's any other big news. Mortal Kombat has some new brutality showing up via an update.
Cool. I don't have my copy anymore because I needed to pay bills.
That new Steam game with like dinosaurs and shit.
What was it? I don't remember.
Dino Game 4000.
Whatever.
The developers are actually offering a reward to people who find exploits in the game.
That's awesome.
$100 to anyone who finds an exploit.
What?
I think that's a smart move. Now, if you find an exploit, instead of taking advantage of it and possibly getting banned, fucking report it and get some green.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so fucking smart.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Oh, that is ingenious. That is the smartest thing ever. That is the smartest thing ever.
I think it'd be good if more developers did that.
Big, big props. Could you imagine how the Diablo community would be? Oh my God. It'd be incredible. Nothing would get nerfed to fucking hell because someone would be like, hey, I found a way to get a fucking, like, a million blood golems, like.
Or, like, you could play online without worrying about getting hacked weapons and shit.
Oh, that would be so... Well, see, now that they can't do anything for. That's the whole reason why you can't cross-platform between a console and the PCs, because the console version is not always online. The reason why the PC version is always online is because they're constantly, like, everything is actually getting pulled from a server.
Yeah.
Like, all your drops and stuff like that. So
they can manage that shit.
Exactly.
Anyway, ready to dive back into E3 with our email from Mr. Zachary Q. Lyons?
Sure.
Who is still in New Zealand.
I would hope so.
He's still doing his Final Fantasy Fest.
What's he on now?
I think 8 still. I think he just started 8 like 2 weeks ago.
God
or something
damn.
Like that. He's doing it. He's fucking dedicated to it. So
that's intense, man.
Yeah. And weird thing, he might actually be stepping away from Save Continue soon.
Really?
Yeah, to work. He's been working with a new site. He talked to them and said that he wanted to keep doing the Final Fantasy Forever Festival part for Save Continue, and they're cool with that, but it looks like he's moving up in the world.
Cool.
So rock on, Zach.
Well, good. Tell them to host the podcast.
I didn't see last week show up on Bleeding Cool. I don't know if I missed it or if they didn't get my email or what. Hopefully nothing's falling apart there. Not that I know of, anyway.
I have no idea. That's all your realm.
Well, we are now being hosted by JoeCam.net as well, so we would like to welcome them to the podcast.
There's a YouTube. Like, it's on iTunes. It's on YouTube.
Just I think that JoeCam.net thing is just nepotism.
Probably.
It's me. Zach says... Welcome back, boys. First of all, sorry for my tardy email. I've been crazy busy recently. Anyway, let's get right into this with my abridged. Yes, these notes are definitely pared down.
Okay, well,
for Zach.
Him, they're abridged.
E3 impressions. Starting off with Microsoft. Personal highlights were ReCore, backwards compatibility, PC mods and Fallout, and Rare Replay, which is a fucking steal for only $30.
Right.
Which I absolutely agree on.
When does that come out?
August.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Definitely the most game-centric and fluid presentation. Went from trailer to trailer to trailer to trailer, and the only deviations were brief announcements covering the new controller, backwards compatibility, and EA Access stuff. Solid shit, A-.
Okay.
Which is in line with us, pretty much.
Yep.
Sony, personal highlights were Final Fantasy VII Remake. Horizon Zero Dawn and No Man's Sky. Lots of great surprises for fans of all kind, but overall a fairly disappointing show. They had some new reveals like the obvious big three. Nearly everything was either leaked before the show or previously announced, making for less surprises. Not enough new IPs. As you said, the TV and shit was awful way to follow up the bombshells of Final Fantasy VII and Shenmue 3. But then I suppose that gave everyone 10 minutes to ignore the show and go ballistic on social media. B- would obviously give it a C+ if it weren't for Final Fantasy VII, which I am hype as fuck about.
Okay.
So significantly lower than what we were thinking.
No, I think I gave B-, didn't I?
I thought we were all like B+ range.
Mm-mm. I wasn't that high.
Nintendo. So underwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
Personal highlights were the 8-bit Mario amiibo and the Reggie Miyamoto and Iwata Muppets, which, by the way, they were made by Jim Henson Productions.
So yeah, I think you said that last week.
Yeah, they were Muppets. So strange, but so awesome. Star Fox looks neat, but didn't excite me like that. I hope it would. And I would be more excited about the new Smash Brothers DLC if it didn't cost me over $20 just to get them for both systems. Well, it's $30 actually. As nobody asked for that new Metroid game, it pains me to say it, but D+ for Nintendo, which is pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Joe, I have to point out that Fatal Frame 5 coming stateside isn't a new announcement. They announced that over 2 months ago during their April 1st Nintendo Direct. Get with the times, bro. Edit, after listening to more of the show, what has reminded me the Nintendo World Championships was fucking intense. If you were watching that live, it was so much fun. It definitely sold a lot of people on Mario Maker who weren't previously convinced of its worth and was a great way to introduce new games. Definitely hope they keep doing that in the future, and it bumps my grade up all the way to C+. And I gotta say, I know Fatal Frame wasn't a new announcement, but they had a new trailer, which they could have shown during their E3 presentation.
But yeah, but at the same time, I mean, like, I don't know, like...
I think adding a Fatal Frame trailer would have been a help. Isn't new.
I think it could have, yeah.
But it would have been, like, more core games to show off.
Yeah, I could see that.
Let's see. Bethesda, personal highlight. Something called Fallout 4? Fallout?
Fallout.
Fallout 4. Zach's highlight was Fallatio. Supreme kudos to Bethesda for officially announcing the game less than half a year from its release, which is the same thing they did with Fallout 3, if you people forget. Hype trains are getting out of hand, and following a game's development for 3 to 4 years just gets frustrating. More companies definitely need to take a page out of Bethesda's book in this instance. Square Enix, I'm looking at you, you fuckers. I did not care at all about anything else Bethesda announced, though. Fallout 4 was all that mattered there. How can you not care about Doom? How can you not
care about Doom? Like,
what the fuck?
Doom was sick. Doom was sick.
God damn Doom.
How come he didn't say anything about Ubisoft?
He's going to EA next, and then
okay.
The Ubes. EA, personal highlights were Unravel and Mirror's Edge Catalyst. Unravel reveal was the most human and beautiful piece of the entire show. The dude who presented it was so genuine and nervous, and I just loved his whole speech. Other notes. Fuck racing, fuck sports, fuck Minions, fuck Star Wars, and fuck Mass Effect. Don't care. Fight me.
Here's the thing. Even though I have not seen a Star Wars movie, not one,
yeah,
any of them, Battlefront looks fun.
It does. I don't think I'll get it, but it looks fun.
So I can still
Mass Effect
appreciate
I have
it.
A boner for. I'm dying for more Mass Effect.
I could still kind of appreciate it a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. The Ubes, Ubisoft, personal highlights were South Park, The Fractured Butthole. That was literally the only thing from Ubisoft that looked interesting to me in the slightest. The rest was pretty meh-tacular. Yeah, South Park. Can't fucking wait for that.
Really? He didn't like that. I like that, what was it? I can't remember it now. It was the
medieval one?
Yeah.
It might be too early to really be sold on
that. It looks cool to me.
It looks cool.
Yeah. I'm interested.
I still appreciated the fact that they finally showed real gameplay of The Division.
Yeah.
Instead of all the pre-rendered bullshit. Like, everyone's like, wow, The Division looks like shit now. I'm like, no, it looks like what we're actually getting now.
Yeah.
Like, if you thought those earlier ones were real gameplay, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Square Enix, personal highlights were Kingdom Hearts 3 and the new Nier project. I love Nier and really look forward to seeing what Platinum Games does with it. Plus, it's really exciting to see the first new Disney world from Kingdom Hearts 3 in the form of Tangled. This is officially the first computer-animated Disney film to get a fully realized world in the Kingdom Hearts series, which almost guarantees Frozen a spot. Plus, it makes the likeliness of Pixar worlds exponentially higher, and goddamn does that gameplay look awesome. Which, yeah.
I didn't see it.
Nier, I fully agree with that, since that was one of the biggest reasons I now once again own a PS4.
Okay.
Because it's PS4 exclusive. Nier. Yeah, he's right about the computer animated worlds in Disney, in Kingdom Hearts. Fun fact, they were supposed to have Toy Story stuff in, I think, Kingdom Hearts 2.
I could see
it
that.
It never made it in. So, my top five games of E3. Number five, Nier, New Project. Number four, Fallout 4. Number three, Unravel. Number two, Kingdom Hearts 3. And number one, Final Fantasy VII Remake. Mirror's Edge Catalyst gets an honorable mention. I'll wrap this up by saying I enjoy the music at the end of the show. If it's a pain in the ass or you don't have time to edit it in, fair enough, cut it, but I'm a fan. And SML has directly introduced me to plenty of VG music and remixes I had never heard before, so my vote is to keep it. Glad to have you back on the air.
Let's keep it.
Yeah.
Let's keep it.
Maybe some week I'll just be like, fuck it, don't care, but...
Well,
I'm probably not going to keep announcing it beforehand.
Yeah, you could just slap some songs at the end of it. And
yeah.
Just, nah.
Like, if I announce it, it'll be a special reason.
It'll be a special
Otherwise,
reason.
Otherwise, I'm just going to toss shit there.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I don't even, like, think about the music until either you ask me on the show or I'm at home sitting at the computer like, fuck, what music should I play?
Yeah.
Let's see. What do I have?
Yeah. But yeah, that works. Yeah,
I think keeping the music is good, but the announcement of what the music is will probably, for the most part, disappear.
Yeah.
Just because I don't fucking know what I want to play.
Yeah. I mean, we could put them... We'll put the songs on the liner notes or whatever.
Yeah, like I always put what songs are there, what games, or what it's from. I haven't been really linking as much as I used to because I don't think anyone gives a shit about that. Because Google exists?
Yeah, that's true. As long as they know who did it and what it is, that should be fine.
Who did it? Name of the song, what it's from.
Who done it?
Who done dirt it?
Who done did there?
I've grown lazy. Like, even the write-ups for the episodes have gotten much smaller with this new run.
It's perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Like, if you want to know what's on the show...
Listen to it.
Listen to the goddamn show.
Listen to the show.
Most of the time, in the day between recording and posting... I forget.
Yeah. What did we talk about? I don't remember.
The show's just not that good.
I'm not going to listen to it all the way through again. Like,
we suck. I mean, I don't want to listen to this shit either. So. We're both coughing today.
I know.
So, what are you playing? besides Hero of Click
Clicker Heroes.
Cookie Quest.
Cookie Cutter Clicker Heroes.
Cookie Clicker, Clicker Hero, Cookie Quest, Puzzle Quest. HD Remix.
HD Remix. So I learned how to play Blood Bowl. And I've been playing the PC version of Blood Bowl. And I really want to get you into Blood Bowl because it's actually, it's so much fun. Playing Blood Bowl, I have had more fun playing Blood Bowl than I have practically like any other game in years. Like it's a lot of fun. It's complicated, but once you get it, it is a lot of fun. Because you are like, it's a directly competitive game. It's essentially football, so it's very easy to understand. But it's like you get this added thing of it's a little bit more strategic because it's turn based, so you know it's almost like a chess kind of setup.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. It's really really neat because you're not doing anything in real time. It's essentially like I do my stuff. All right, I'm done. Now your turn. All right, I'm gonna do my stuff.
Which one are you going to force me to learn? The video game version or the tabletop version?
Well, the video game version would probably be the easiest. And that it would.
That means I'll have to actually try finding it for a 360.
I have it on PC.
I don't PC game.
I know that. Well,
Tim, PC.
Anyway, only reason why I say that is because I was able to get it much cheaper. It's really not graphically intensive, so you should be able to run it on pretty much anything.
We'll see. I know Pappy played the 360 version and hated it.
That's because if you go into it thinking that it's just going to be like a football game, then you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
If you go into it knowing that it's a board game, then you might understand it a little bit more. Because like when you're going to play the PC version of it, like think of it, it's the equivalent as if you were going to play like Monopoly, the video game, or if you're going to play Life. You've got dice rolls. You've got, you know, everything that you would have from a tabletop version, but you're not physically setting it up. That's it. That's the only difference.
Maybe I'll give it a shot in the fall when Blood Bowl 2 comes out.
Well,
we could grab it on the X-Bone.
Oh, I'm definitely grabbing it on the Xbox One. Because I'm convinced that I know I've been wanting to stream, and I was thinking about streaming Diablo 2. I'm going to stream Blood Bowl. Because it's a game that once it comes out on there, people aren't going to understand it, so they're going to want to see someone play it.
True.
And I already know how to play the game, and I enjoy it, so I'm gonna stream it. Now, the other thing is, I just joined up in a league, because there's that tabletop store that I started going down to and playing at.
You fucking nerd.
I don't give a shit. So I started going down there, and I started playing the tabletop version. So during the summer sale, it went on sale, and I ended up picking it up so that I could play it at home and get better at it and just learn it a little bit more. Because when you play the tabletop version, obviously, if you want to play a certain team, you have to have that team's figures.
Yeah.
But on here, I could just pick, all right, you know what? I want to learn this team. And there's so many different teams that do so many different things that I kind of want to learn them a little bit more, and it's going to be easier for me to do that on a PC version than it will be at tabletop.
True.
It's a blast. And the people that I've been playing with down there, I've been doing like a tabletop league, and now they're doing a league using the PC version. So it essentially functions the exact same way as the league that I'm doing down there, but we don't have to like figure out like, oh, well, when
there's no driving involved.
Right. There's no driving. There's no like, when can you make it to the shop? Oh, well, you know, because it takes me this long to get down there and this long to because I got a message today from a guy that I'm supposed to play. I have to play him by like Sunday, and I don't even know what, because I'm working like every fucking day. Like, I don't even know when I'm going to get down there.
Damn.
So basically, the online league that we're going to do, it's like a $10 buy-in. And if you win, you win a copy of Blood Bowl 2 for whatever you want, for like whatever system that you prefer. So you get a copy of Blood Bowl 2.
Atari Lynx.
That it's being released on. So a copy of Blood Bowl 2 and a fully professionally painted team for the tabletop version.
Oh shit.
Which is they're so fucking expensive. Like and they're very hard to come by because there's no the other thing you have to realize is there is not too many companies in the States that you can actually buy those figures from.
Yeah, like most of the time, get them painted?
Professionally painted.
Fuck.
Yeah. So it's like...
Yeah, that's a pretty good prize.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm all about doing this league. I played my first match last night and I got stomped. But I played a new team just because I was like, oh, these guys seem interesting. But yeah. I think it might have just been like, this particular team, like, goddamn, this guy that I was playing against, like, my rolls sucked ass. Like, I was rolling the absolute worst that you could possibly do. Like, I most of the time, like, basically because it's turn-based, like, you move a character and then they do their thing. You move their character, you move that guy, da-da-da-da. Almost every single turn in this version of the in my on my turn of this game, I would make like one movement, critically fail, and then it's the other person's turn.
Dice hack.
Like it was fucking horrendous. It was so bad.
Damn.
I lost 3-0. Touchdowns. You can only score 1 point at a time. I lost 3-0, which is terrible in Blood Bowl. I got fucking wrecked.
Fish click.
I got absolutely wrecked. It was bad.
Damn.
It's really, really bad.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
But yeah. So I'm like, I'm pretty look, I'm not even doing damage to that fucking that sucks. I might as well just do this shit then.
Blah, 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 blah.
So,
I wish I could describe this action. Well, it's just like monster clicks on like butterflies and blue squirrels and I don't even, just goddamn. Just
things. They're things.
They're cookie things. Clicker.
Yeah, I have mine.
Giant black rat. You're killing a snowman.
Now yeah.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Nope. Oh,
do you want to kill a snowman? Murder his face.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
Oh, I need this guy.
Terrible. I need that. So, yeah. What else are you playing besides Blood Bowl and Cookie Clicker RPG?
Nothing really. It's some Payday here and there. But nothing too crazy because I haven't been able to like... I've been so busy. I've been crazy, crazy busy. So I'm excited. Well, I mean, because I need to figure out a car. So once I figure out the car situation, then I'll be able to like relax a little bit more. But
true.
Until then, I'm going to have to work my fucking face off. So, which sucks. Maybe there's been a couple people that have that are trying to convince me to do a GoFundMe. Just to get like $1,000 or $2,000 together, just so I could buy like a piece of shit car, so I don't have to worry about the shit anymore.
Yeah, you have enough friends online, you might get something out of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it wouldn't be.
I got a quarter with your name on it, buddy.
Right.
I've got $7 in PayPal, just waiting for you to start a GoFundMe.
Oh, hey man, that's $7, you know? That's,
true.
That's, I don't know.
That's almost 3 gallons of gas.
Yeah, almost. It's close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure it all out.
Fuck it, try GoFundMe. Who gives a shit? Just fucking try it. You never know. Might work.
We'll see.
Yo laughed, bro. Yo laughed.
We'll see.
I've been playing a little bit of Jurassic World, Lego Jurassic World.
I haven't even seen the movie yet.
How is it? It's a Lego game. That covers everything you need to know about any Lego game ever.
So it's good.
It's a Lego game. Yeah, it's fun. I'm having fun with it because it's a Lego game. And Lego games are Lego games.
So I've heard.
That is the word on the street. I can guarantee you that. Yeah, I'm having fun. It's good. Haven't played Batman yet because moving. Haven't played Heaven Sword yet because moving. Dabbled here and there a little bit more with Elder Scrolls Online, but not much because moving.
Moving.
Yeah. Nothing really. Haven't played more Payday because
moving.
You never messaged me about it.
moving and me not having time. It's a combination of both. Both of us will not be playing Payday because the other one is not playing Payday because right now it's just time is not lining up.
Oh, if you're up late, I've been up all night
to get
moving.
Lucky.
Yeah, a lot of moving. Tetris because of moving and stacking boxes.
Real life Tetris, which is the worst kind of Tetris.
Yeah. Man, next Wednesday is going to fucking suck.
Yep, everything's coming in a U-Haul.
I don't know what the fuck we're going to do about that couch.
Give it to me. I'm going to buy it.
Are you going to be able to find people to help you move it in?
I'll move it myself.
No, you won't.
It'll take me like 4 hours, but I'll do it.
No, you won't. Not with how heavy that thing is.
I'll roll it.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how we're going to get it onto a U-Haul.
If you can get it onto a U-Haul, I'll get it off the U-Haul.
Honestly, I'm not sure how you're going to get it in your door the way it's angled.
There's two doors.
Yeah, it's still going to be rough, though. Especially with, oh my God, it's so fucking heavy.
Get it, if you can get it into the truck, I will figure it out. I promise you, I want a couch that bad. I do. I want a couch that bad.
Honestly, if you do get it in here, it might be best to move it so that your TV is on the other wall.
Well, yeah, I probably will.
Because it'll, like, if you get it in, it'll probably have to be facing that way. And I don't know if you'll have the clearance to, like, spin it around. Or the strength.
We'll figure it out.
Goddamn heavy that thing is.
Well, I'll figure it out. I'm hoping that...
Don't get a double reclining sofa, kids.
I'm hoping that...
Or back surgery.
I'm hoping that Jordan's shit will be out of here by then, because then I'll know what kind of space I actually have in that room.
If not, bonfire in the street.
I'm not burning her stuff. I'm not burning her stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Some parts of me and my brain say yes, but my body's telling me no. My body's telling me no, but my brain's telling me yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I gotta say, it's lucky that we did the show up here this week. Like, instead of you trying to drive down to my place.
Well, considering even the car that I'm borrowing.
If it was an option.
Right.
You know Mifflinville.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, the Loves is.
Yep.
They're doing construction on that bridge again.
Okay.
So it's down to one lane.
Okay.
Backed up the hill. You know where the rest stop is? The two rest stops?
Yep.
There. And then how the highway splits and, like, westbound goes behind some trees and everything else.
Yep.
Like, I got to there, I'm like, oh my God, that's such a long line. I can't believe it. I tried looking through the trees, couldn't see anything. I'm like, ah, man, well, I guess it's not that bad. You know, it stops there. Nope. Come out from the trees. It's going all the way down the hill, around the turn, and up the Cunningham Mountain.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible.
Yeah. So I don't think I'm taking the highway home tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You're not getting the car tonight for work, honey. I'm sorry. It's going to be a longer drive than usual. But, yeah, I think we're at the point where we're just padding it out with random bullshit. We're not even talking about games.
No, I'm ready to call it.
So, yeah, keep it under an hour and a half.
Yeah.
The music's going to push it over.
Which is fine.
One of these weeks, we're just going to do a 10-minute show and then an hour of music.
We may have to do that next week because of the moving.
Possibly. I wish we had wireless mics so we could do it as we're carrying stuff in.
I had one. I don't know what happened to it.
I think that would be a fun podcast idea. Or just put like your condenser mic outside by the U-Haul.
Yeah, with all the rain that we've been getting, my luck, it'll just start fucking downpouring. It's like, oh, great. Now my microphone's dead.
It's like, Joe, what'd you think about the new game that came out this week? Good thoughts, Joe. Thanks.
Basically.
Fat boy trying to move shit up steps. That's going to suck.
Just take your time.
Fat ass, fucked up back. Oh, my God. Next week's going to be so bad.
Just take your time. Start getting the able bodies up here.
Yeah, trying to find some. Like, your shoulders are fucked up. Not sure how much you can do.
We'll see. I mean, I get out of work at like 6 o'clock.
Yeah. So it looks like evening will be the best time to do things up here. My friend John, he just actually bought 2 games off me before I came over here.
Mm-hmm.
Sona Enders Collector Edition and Fist of the North Star got $40. Yeah, make it rain.
Yo, the Fist of the North Star one's probably awesome.
It's kind of like the Warriors games.
Yeah, I played it.
But he said he should be free next Wednesday evening-ish, afternoon-ish. Oh, just finding people. Gonna suck.
Yeah, it normally does. I understand.
So music this week is going to be the Funeral March. Maybe I'll look for some Batman stuff. I don't know.
Find some Batman stuff.
Maybe. If I care.
Jingle bells, Batman smells.
Do a metal remix of that.
Actually, Motionless and White has that at the beginning of one of their songs. Like the
wow.
Old, like the old, like I'm talking like back when we used to play with Motionless and White, like when I played in McAdoo at the Strand, like with, it was like when I was still in Ethereal, it was like us. No, it was when I was in By All Means. It was before that. So it was like us, Goodbye Soundscape and Motionless and White. And it was a show in like July. And I'm like, hey guys, you should play your Christmas song because Christmas in July. And they're like, yeah, all right, sure. So the beginning of that song is literally, it's Jingle Bells, Batman Spells, Robin laid an egg, the Batmobile lost its wheel, and the Joker fucked your mom. And then the song just starts. So it's, yeah, that was back. Like, I used to have so much fun. Like, nowhere to lie, I'm not a huge fan of them now. But back in the day, dude, they were a fucking blast. They used to be the funniest fucking people ever.
Oh, my God. Why don't you like them now?
Because
they made it big?
Not because they made it big. It's just because, like, I don't know. They're not bad.
I'd be jealous at the fact that they're working with Tim Skold.
Well, I can safely say that I enjoy them a lot more than Breaking Benjamin.
Who had a new album come out this week.
Today, actually.
Yesterday.
Oh, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
That you probably bought.
Yeah, on iTunes. I'm bummed that I don't live here already because Ben's doing a fucking signing at Gallery of Sound on Friday.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't want to meet him.
I wouldn't mind having a signed album.
Eh.
I still want to find a copy of their EP, their original.
The one that wasn't that bad, actually. That was like back when like Lifer was still a thing.
Yeah. Lifer, goddamn. Yeah, I would love to get that EP. I saw it at Wayne's World the one time, signed for like $100. I was tempted, but I just couldn't pay that much. Shut up. I'm a Breaking Ben fan. Shut up. Leave me alone.
I could never. $100 for
I wouldn't pay $100 for it. It was tempting, but I didn't do it.
And that's what I'm scoffing at. It's
not like that's an easy to find album.
Dude, I've seen so many different copies of that, though. Like,
where? Like, I can't even find it on eBay anymore.
Dude, check fucking the Salvation Armies around here. Like, they, like, you're not looking hard enough.
I don't know. I would just think that those aren't just sitting around at the SalVal anymore, but who knows?
They show up. Joe, I found. A pristine copy of Big Rex's first album And the only chances that I had of finding, like, getting that CD otherwise was to have it fucking imported through FYE for, like, $25. I found one at a Salvation Army that was fucking perfect, and I paid a dollar.
Nice. Well, you go, if you go to SalVal up here anytime, keep an eye out for me.
Like, I'm just saying, man, you just look.
Yeah, true. New album's good, though. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard the single and I wasn't really impressed.
Failure?
Yeah.
That's one of the Amazon pre-order songs for Rock Band 4.
It's terrible.
Oh, it isn't? You're
dude,
a hater.
You fucking ain't right. I'm a hater.
You're
because
such a hater.
No. It's just... Because the only thing that I could actually respect out of that band isn't in that band anymore.
I still like the music, so...
Meh.
I could never argue about whether or not Ben's an asshole, but I still like the music.
Meh.
Meh.
Meh. I understand the appeal from other people. It just doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
So.
But it does it for me, so.
I understand.
Suck a dick.
I understand.
I hope they have more songs in Rock Band too.
How many did they have in Rock Band already?
Six, I think. I think 2-3 packs.
I was going to say it would have been really, really funny if Athera Collapse had more songs on Rock Band than Breaking Bad.
Well, they also weren't on Rock Band Network, so.
They were legitimate ones. So
yeah.
That's true.
And apparently, like, things might not be looking good for Rock Band Network and Rock Band 4.
That's not good.
Not at all, because I need fucking Nom Nom Nom.
I don't see why the licensing would be that much of an issue for the network stuff. I feel like the network stuff was probably easier for them to get than the bigger ones.
I don't know, but I'm going to be sad not having Taproot. Everything I said was true.
I'm going to be sad not having mine.
No, you won't.
No, I will. I will. I would. It's not like I didn't enjoy the music.
Do you even still get money out of that?
No, it all
have
goes.
You ever got money out of that?
Personally, no. It goes right back into the band.
But the band doesn't exist anymore.
The band technically exists. I didn't own any of the rights to the name. Ryan did. So I was shit out of luck.
Oh, well. But yeah, Breaking Ben going to have another song in Rock Band, so I'm excited about that.
Meh.
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 Meh. Yeah, final words? Meh.
Is that what you want? You want my final words?
Sure. What's your final words?
My final words.
What are your final words?
Meh.
Meh.
It's simple. Kill the Batman.
Meh.